This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking all about the Dodge Challenger for 2018 and 2019. And we also may touch a little bit on the Charger as well, but we're really focusing on the Challenger. So if you are a fan of the Challenger like I am, this is going to be a real treat to find out about all the new cool stuff that the folks at FCA are doing with this product lineup. It keeps getting better and better. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Lube Page. He's our expert when it comes to lubrication, a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years. And also, we've got lots more coming up on today's show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's at the board taking your calls at Network Central. And I'm taking your emails at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, there's no question that the Dodge Challenger has been a tremendous success for the brand. We all followed the launch of the Challenger, and then, of course, the various incarnations along the way. We thought the Hellcat was as far as you could go. Then along came the Demon to tell us all about what's happening for 2018 and 2019. It's my pleasure to welcome Kevin Hellman to the airwaves of Auto World. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. It's a great name, considering you're with the Challenger Hellman, because certainly the Challenger, if you want to, you can raise a bit of hell with it.
That's right. It's actually funny. When I first when I first started on the brand, a journalist brought that up to me and thought, so, you know, kind of said the same thing. Oh, that's kind of convenient. I hadn't even thought about it until then. So it's been brought up a couple of times since then.
Yeah, and there's been some advertising campaigns around it too. So it is all tied in together. We've got lots to talk about, but let's first talk about the Demon. The first one was sold at charity, and the last one has been manufactured, rolled off the line. This is a vehicle that is really unlike any other done by a manufacturer, a track-specific vehicle for a very niche customer. Tell us a little bit about what the goals were with the Demon and what the response has been.
I mean, first and foremost, the Demon was designed and developed and created with the goal of really becoming the best drag racing, track oriented vehicle, straight line, quarter mile vehicle that we could produce. So everything that was designed and put into that vehicle was with that goal in mind. I mean, you know, from the driver only seat being standard to the trans brake with torque reserve, the drag suspension, the drag radial standard, the crate that comes along with it. I mean, everything was designed to be the ultimate drag strip car. Everything that came along with it, the wheel stand, first production vehicle to do wheel stand. I think that, and with all that, it really kind of rose above the Challenger in itself. I mean, I think that beyond car, people are familiar now with what the Demon is, just what the Hellcat was back in 2015. You got a lot of people who may not even...
Yeah, that's right.
Because it has gone so much further than just, you know, just car people.
Yeah, that is so true. It has kind of transcended that. And like you say, this vehicle, you can get air with. I wasn't, unfortunately, available to go on the press launch of this vehicle as I'm recovering from some surgery. But the vehicle actually, especially when equipped with the drag wheels, which you include as part of the crate there, the small, skinny wheels. But many of my journalist friends told me about the feeling of getting air in a vehicle, in a production vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it's unlike any other, and I think it's also something that really just took the market by storm. I don't think anyone was expecting anything like this, and that was, you know, a big part of the story around the Demon is do something to do totally Dutch, but not for it. The Demon did exactly that. The Challenger, the muscle car world, and you know, I think we continue to benefit from that vehicle and the message as we, you know, we turn into our 19 model year too. So.
Oh, no question about it. And, yeah, like you said earlier, a lot of people know about the Demon, even if they're not a car person. But the Demon technology is quite amazing. And I know you raised some eyebrows around Detroit. Some of the engineers at Ford and some of the engineers at General Motors have personally said to me that they were kind of shocked with some of the technology that you guys came up with, and that's going to make you really proud because, you know, we're talking the best of the best here.
Oh, absolutely, and I mean, I give it to our team, you know, all the guys that worked on the Demon. I mean, they are a passionate, talented crew, and it wouldn't have been, you know, for them, it wouldn't have been what the car is. You know, the amount of time and effort and the ideas that ended up in that car from all of the technologies that we talked about, but even from our design studio, all the little Easter eggs and stuff like that we throw in the car, it's everything that helps make a vehicle like that stand out, but also makes it so special for those 3,300 buyers, which was the whole intent of this car, is one and done and make, you know, make every buyer feel special with what they have. So.
That's great. And, of course, part of the styling of the Red Eye is the wide body kit. And that's really cool looking. And now for 2018 and 2019, of course, you can get that wide body look on a regular SRT or the Scat Pack for 2019. And I think that's a great move on your part as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of one of those things of natural progression of feedback that we're getting from the market that we always make sure that we're, you know, we're paying attention to and listening to our customers. But it's really amazing how the wide body almost transforms that vehicle in terms of, you know, both look on the outside, but also handling and performance for both the Hellcat and for the RT Scat Pack for 19 model year. You know, but that was a big task for our team when they developed that wide body for the wide body Hellcat and the Demon in 18 model year, because of the classic form of the Challenger. So, a lot of attention was paid to making sure that it, you know, it did the look justice. And I think that, you know, I think they knocked it out of the park and really, really brought a whole new kind of life to that vehicle, but maintained its classic silhouette and really continued to push the Challenger, you know, push the Challenger to the design limits. So we're really happy with the looks and the performance of those vehicles.
And one of the things that I love about the Challenger is the fact that you can get one for whatever your needs or tastes may be. I mean, certainly the V6 engine has proven itself again and again to be a wonderful power plant. And, of course, the 5.7-liter Hemi and the 6.4-liter Hemi. And now we have the 6.2. It's a great lineup, and all-wheel drive is available as well. We're going to spend the whole hour talking Challenger here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're just in first gear, so don't go away. We're coming back with lots, lots more.
Alabama. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. No, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, he stole her back again. She heard he had
your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live all around the country. coast to coast or live around the world via GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, alongside Kevin Hellman, who's the brand manager for the Dodge Challenger for 2018 and 2019. And Kevin, before we get into all the cool stuff for 2019, let's talk about the all-wheel drive variant of the Challenger. I bet you there are listeners joining us right now who are not aware of the fact that you offer an all-wheel drive system for folks that live in the snowbelt areas, or just people who appreciate having the all-wheel drive traction even in the rain.
Yeah, the all-wheel drive is really kind of transformed, I think, what people think a muscle car can be. A little bit less sacrifice than what we've seen in the past. In terms of, I'd love to get in a cool coupe, muscle car, but just need, like you said, in the snowbelt region, the Northeast, out in, Denver mountain areas, it's hard to give up the all-wheel drive capability. So, that was, really the goal, was to target those folks who maybe cross shop in a muscle car, but really ended up, kind of having to go a little more practical route in terms of the all-wheel drive capability. So, we launched the GT all-wheel drive beginning of 2017, and really since then, we've seen kind of new and different buyers come into the fold due to that model. In our Northeast, Great Lakes and Denver business centers, since the launch of that vehicle, we've taken the number one spot for muscle cars, and no doubt that the GT all-wheel drive had a place in that success. So, I'm really excited to be able to really offer something unique and different in the marketplace. And if you kind of think about how Challenger has been positioned since it was reintroduced in 2008, it's always been a little bit different than its primary competitors in the muscle car space, and offering a little bit more room, a little more capability, not so focused on being a small sports car, but really a daily driver that offers something really to so many people, from someone who just loves the classic looks and heritage of a Challenger, to someone who wants an 808 horsepower Demon or a 707 horsepower Hellcat. So it was just kind of it was different, but also it made sense, to leverage that powertrain that we have on that platform for the Challenger.
Yeah, it's a very wise move. And as you mentioned, sales have been really good. As a matter of fact, I know you guys have sold the Camaro, and it's a neck and neck race with the Mustang, and both of those vehicles are younger. The Challenger's been around for a little while longer, but has had a couple of different refreshings along the way. But what a great success story, the fact that we've still got the Challenger, and it keeps getting better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to keep giving our customers more of what they want, which is exciting colors and obviously a ton of horsepower. Our customers are a very vocal group, very passionate group, and we want to make sure that we continue to listen to them. And so the Demon was a result of that, the Hellcats were a result of that, and the Red Eye and all the models for 19 that we'll go through a little bit later in this conversation. They're all a result of us, kind of continuing to push the envelope of what the Challenger is, but also what our customers, expect out of that vehicle and what they want from us. So,
absolutely. As long as you mention the Red Eye, let's talk about this brand new vehicle for 2019. A 797 horsepower supercharged Hemi output engine joining the lineup for 2019. This is the most powerful SRT Hellcat lineup ever, and boy, can't wait to get behind the wheel of one of these days.
Well, we hope you get behind one. It's an absolute blast to drive. We had our initial driver event about a month ago up in Portland, Maine, and the feedback has been excellent, and it's a testament really to kind of the two SRT cars in the past. This is really the Red Eye is really a marriage between a Demon and a Hellcat, and this is kind of what to create the Red Eye is kind of what we've been doing, or what companies like Dodge have been doing for a long time with muscle cars. It's leveraging the best powertrain that you have available and putting in the best vehicle that you have. So, you know, everyone always wonders what you're going to do next. You can't rest on your laurels for very long. So the red eye is the answer to the fact that the Demon was a limited run. But it is a very different vehicle. I think once you have the opportunity to drive it, you'll agree that the Red Eye has, you know, the Demon was very drag focused quarter mile, where the Red Eye is a much more well rounded vehicle, you know, daily driver if you like. With that high output powertrain with the 797, so to have that in the lineup.
Exactly. The quickest muscle car with 0 to 60 times of 3.4 seconds. It's the fastest GT production car with a quarter mile lap speed, an ET of 10.8 seconds at 131 miles an hour, reaching a new top speed of 202 horsepower. And matter of fact, for 2019, the regular Hellcat gets a new horsepower rating as well. It's no longer 707. It's now up to 717 and 656 pound-feet of torque. So those are some pretty significant numbers, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it's continuing to push the horsepower as high as we can. I think you know, a lot of people just like that big number. It's a little bit of a pride piece, but you know, the way that we did it was, like I mentioned on the Red Eye, we leveraged the Demon power plant, but to get the extra 10 for the base Hellcat is a new open air box for all Hellcat engines. So the extra breathing room for the Hellcat engine helps get us that 10 horsepower, and we get that through an all new hood that we have on all Hellcats. So to really help make 19 special with the launch of the Red Eye and kind of help the Hellcat stand out from the rest of the lineup, we introduced an all new dual snorkel hood, we're calling it, and it's kind of a twin inlet hood that is active and feeds cold air directly to the engine, and it's another heritage inspired design. It kind of goes back to the 70s Dart with that kind of cool twin runner look, but the sole purpose is to give that engine the performance that it needs to breathe, and to get that 797 on the Red Eye and the 717 on the base car. So excited to be able to offer another feature like that for the Hellcats with the open air box.
Yeah, it's a very unique style that you've incorporated into the hood with the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is prepared to issue his first veto if Congress votes against his national emergency declaration to build a south border wall. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday why he supports the president's decision.
Presidents for years have engaged in one military venture after another, not to mention the fact that we do operations to destroy drug fields in foreign lands in Afghanistan or in Colombia, and we can't even deal with the criminal cartels operating on our border.
GOP Texas Senator Will Hurd tells CBS's Face the Nation more than 1,000 farmers in his state are at risk of having their land seized by the feds for the wall.
1,000 ISIS fighters are believed to have fled Syria into Iraq over the past 6 months, and they may have up to $200 million in cash with them. That according to a report on CNN quoting a U.S. military official familiar with the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined momentarily by one of our regular contributors, Tom Appel, as we wrap up the Chicago International Auto Show. And it's wrapped up as far as the media is concerned, has been for quite some time, and wrapped up, I believe, today for the public. But we're going to talk about some of the important unveils there. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us, the usual number, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, we don't have to go far to find great coverage of the Chicago Auto Show. It can be found at consumerguide.com. And Consumer Guide, by the way, is headquartered just outside of Chicago. And to bring us up to speed on all the happenings at the 2019 Chicago Auto Show, it's my pleasure to welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
I've been looking forward to talking to you about this for a couple of weeks, and Chicago was somewhat of a busy show, lots of unveilings and certainly a lot of emphasis on trucks.
Yeah, it was all trucks. It was all trucks, or it was crossovers that look a lot like trucks. There seems to be a movement to make trucks just look, crossovers look a little bit truckier these days.
That's a really good point. Very few automobiles, but one made its debut there, and this is a seventh generation of Subaru's legacy as they continue to move that vehicle up performance-wise and luxury content-wise. You can certainly see it in this upcoming new Subaru.
Yeah, this one's all new. The Subaru introduced new global architecture underneath its Impreza. I think that was the first vehicle to get it, and that has now migrated upsize to the new Legacy. So the Legacy is all new, new architecture, and new engines as well. The top engine is no longer a version of its six-cylinder engine. It is a 2.4-liter turbocharged four, a little bit more spunk there, and on paper, at least better fuel economy, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And just taking a look at some of the shots of the interior, there are many different trims available, but if you go for the higher end trims, this is not an interior that you would normally associate with the brand Subaru.
No, Subaru, and this is a little bit like Mazda. You see this from the small Japanese imports, that where they're trying to take the cars just a little bit more upscale. And that's probably a good position for them as well.
It is definitely Subaru with their all-wheel drive capability and bringing something new into the mix in what is a very competitive segment. It's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out with the production vehicles. But as you mentioned, trucks dominated the show and some limited edition vehicles, including another collaboration between Ford and Harley-Davidson. However, this one is not painted black.
It's not painted black. It's a great, I don't even know what to call that color. It's like sort of a military gray clay color. It's very polarizing. I was about to say it's very attractive. I like it. I've heard good things mm-hmm. and bad things about this color, but either way, it's definitely going to be noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand this time around Ford worked with a different supplier to modify the regular F-150s for this particular Harley-Davidson edition.
Yeah, and it kind of shows. The vehicle just looks a little bit more different than the F-150 before. The lower body cladding is sort of fluted. It's a little bit raised. The wheels and tires are a little bit more aggressive. This just looks different, and I think enough different that it might get noticed this time.
Another star from the Chicago Auto Show, as you mentioned, crossovers that want to look more like trucks. And certainly this is a very popular crossover and gets a significant redo. It's the Rogue from Nissan in sport trim. Looks pretty sporty and pretty aggressive.
Yeah, the Rogue Sport is slightly smaller than the Rogue. It's a really nice position, somewhere between compact and subcompact. And, yeah, it's this update brings with it some more angular styling, a little bit bolder grille, more aggressive wheels and tires, and it does look slightly more trucky than the vehicle before it. It also gets some freshened cabin updates and more safety equipment.
And speaking of crossovers that look like SUVs, the RAV4, the TRD off-road edition, certainly looks the part. There's an awful lot of truckiness in this particular design.
Yeah, there is. The RAV4 was all new last year, and this is Toyota's most popular vehicle in the U.S. by far. And this is the first time I think that Toyota has applied the TRD treatment to any unibody vehicle. Traditionally, it's been the Tacoma or the Tundra or the Sequoia. You know, it's big, you know, body-on-frame trucks. But here we see a TRD treatment on a sort of a consumer-friendly crossover, which is a very interesting treatment, and it looks very truck-like.
Another vehicle which made big headlines in Chicago was the Mazda Miata. Interestingly enough, it was 30 years ago that at the Chicago Auto Show we saw the debut of the original Miata. Now for the 30th anniversary, a special edition model. And number one, can you believe it's 30 years since that first Miata? I can't.
No, there's two vehicles that I can't believe have been around as long as they have, and they're similar in a way, and that's the Miata, and the other was the Viper, which we just said goodbye to. We're not saying goodbye to the Miata, however, and that's a great thing, because if you fit in this car, it's an absolutely perfect little sports car, and it's great to see that it's still around, and it's still reasonably affordable.
I heard there was a great party surrounding this vehicle, and they actually brought in some folks who were longtime Miata owners.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because people have been racing these forever. They started with the little 1.6-liter engines, and they've got SCCA activity going with those, and all the way up to today. But, yeah, there have been long-time loyalists of this vehicle.
Another vehicle making some headlines in Chicago was from Kia. This is the 2020 Kia Sportage. As the brand continues to evolve and continue to do good things like this new Sportage, you got to like this.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Sportage, too, is it's going to be back in SX trim, which is really kind of a potent secret in crossovers. It's available with a 2-liter turbocharged engine, right? It really makes what is a relatively small and light vehicle fly. But the Sportage is a nice vehicle. I think it's slightly overlooked in this category, but this update might help it get a little bit more attention.
Speaking of Toyota a little bit earlier with the RAV4 in TRD configuration, Chicago was also the place that Toyota took the wraps off the 2020 Toyota Tacoma. And this is certainly a very important vehicle for the brand and what is slowly becoming a much more crowded and competitive segment.
It is, and we sort of joked about this vehicle because it doesn't look significantly different than the Tacoma before it or the Tacoma before that. And I'm not really sure that Toyota is all that committed to changing this vehicle. It has such a loyal fan base, and it is so fundamentally good at being an off-road vehicle that I'm not certain that they want to do a lot of changing to it. It has been freshened. The interior has been updated and made slightly nicer. And safety and electronic equipment have been updated, but this is still fundamentally the same vehicle, and it kind of should be because Toyota sold so darn many of these. This is still the best-selling vehicle in that class.
Yeah, people love them, and people tend to buy them over and over again. Nissan unrolled a special edition of its Pathfinder. This one is called the Rock Creek Edition and brings some interesting little styling notes to the vehicle.
Yeah, and this one's all about looking a little bit more off-roady. There's not a lot of actual off-road equipment here. You've got a really nice color here. I think it's called Midnight Pine. And you've got some fender flares that suggest that it's a little bit off-roady and nice wheels and tires. It's a good-looking package, and I think it helps Nissan make the vehicle look just a little bit more trucky.
Very well said. We'll take a pit stop and then more of the Chicago International Auto Show for 2019 with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Tom Lapel, publisher of Consumer Guide, is with us, and we're wrapping up coverage of the 2018 Chicago Auto Show. Make that the 2019 Chicago Auto Show as the years continue to click by here. Volkswagen unveiled a new Jetta at the show. That's another one we should mention. And of course, Acura made quite some news with the RDX. Tell us about this RDX.
The new RDX, I don't know if people know, it was redesigned last year. They've been moving the A-Spec around, which is an interesting vehicle. This is the first time an A-Spec is available for the RDX. It was previously available only on the TLX, but it's a sportier version, wheels, tires, suspension, stuff like that, but should do well.
Another very interesting vehicle that was unveiled in Chicago, as I mentioned, was Volkswagen, and this is a variant of the Jetta. Volkswagen continues to expand the brand, and it's been a while since we've seen an update on the Jetta.
Yeah, this is the GLI. This is the Jetta equivalent of the Jetta of the Golf GTI, and a vehicle beloved by enthusiasts. I know you're a fan of the 2-liter turbocharged engine, and it's good to see yet another evolution of that engine show up under the hood of this vehicle. But I don't think this one will disappoint. You've got the 2-liter turbocharged engine, the upgrade wheels and tires. Volkswagen always does a great job with sports suspensions, and this should be a lot of fun to drive.
And folks, you can find complete information as well as daily news and updates at the Consumer Guide blog, which is called The Daily Drive. And once a week, Tom sends out an update as to what to expect. Every Tuesday, I get that in my inbox and always look forward to it, Tom.
Yeah, if anyone wants to get on the mailing list, all we ever do with the email address is send out that Tuesday email, nothing else. You can just go to consumerguide.com, go to contact us, and give us your email, and we'll get you on the list.
As a lifelong radio person, I really love hearing and talking to other radio personalities, and I know you're friends with a number in Chicago, and one gentleman by the name of Doc has a Honda Civic that he's driven more than 1,000,000 miles. Tell our listeners about this WGN host and his show and his Civic.
Yeah, Doc is actually a caller to a show that I do. The show is the Nick DiGilio Show, and that's the overnight show weeknights on Chicago's WGN radio. And Nick has hosted that show for a number of years. And one of his favorite regular callers is a gentleman by the name of Doc, who is a long-distance courier. And Doc makes a lot of trips out in the Iowa area. WGN radio kind of makes it into Iowa, so he's able to listen to that. But he usually drives between Kansas City, Missouri, Des Moines, and other routes in between. And he has, in the last 10 years, put 1 million miles on his Civic. Yeah, it's a 2008 Civic sedan that he's kept very, very good care of. Yeah, and he bothered to call in one night while I was on the radio and wanted to make sure that I knew about his Civic. So I have to put together this story about Doc. And Doc's an interesting fella.
That sounds great. It reminds me of my hometown in Boston, News Radio 1030 WBZ, which also covers into 20-odd states, 24 states, I believe it is. But sometimes callers do become a part of an overnight show and are anticipated not only by the host to be part of the program, but by the listeners. And that's great that Doc has done the same there at WGN. You don't hear so much about that in broadcasting these days.
No, you really don't. And overnight radio is so interesting because there's so many third shifters and truck drivers and people that they don't have a lot of alternatives. So they come to be part of this really strange electronic family. And it's always fun when I can be a part of that show.
That's great. Going through the garage at Consumer Guide recently, you guys had an opportunity to check out a hybrid from Toyota. This is the 2019 Avalon Hybrid Limited, which has quite a bold grille and actually some very nice looking wheels.
Yeah, and that bold grille wildly overstates the aggressiveness of this vehicle. The Avalon Hybrid is really all about refinement. This is a very big, roomy, quiet, nice riding vehicle that in hybrid form just happens to get really good fuel economy too. Very much like the Lexus ES, which it shares its architecture with, but we averaged almost exactly 41 miles per gallon with this vehicle, which very impressive for a vehicle of this size. And the power is just fine. It's actually a quick vehicle.
Volvo is a brand that, unfortunately, I haven't been in many of their models, so looking forward to sometime getting some seat time in some of these Volvos, particular one that went through the Consumer Guide garage recently. This is the 2019 Volvo S60 T8 Polestar. This is kind of a performance division of Volvo. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Polestar is going to be Volvo's electronic or electrified car power performance division. So we'll be hearing more from Polestar. And this is a variation of the newly redesigned Volvo S60. So this car features Volvo's T8 engine, which is a 2-liter turbocharged engine, which is both supercharged and turbocharged, and in this case electrified as well. It makes use of a hybrid system as well for horsepower that's well over 400 horsepower when all applied, and the car is decidedly quick and sporty. Plug-in hybrid, you do have to plug it in for best performance, but you don't have to plug it in just to drive it. Production of this is fairly limited. This is just sort of an early attempt by Volvo to get the Polestar name out there. But this is an interesting vehicle. People should read this review.
Another Volvo that you guys have driven recently is the XC90 Inscription Edition. It sounds almost British in its terminology there, but this is quite an impressive crossover SUV.
It is, and we've made it a Consumer Guide Best Buy again this year. Inscription is Volvo's top-line trim level, and one of the things that comes with it is an absolutely beautiful interior. For years, we've always associated Audi with interiors of this quality, but Volvo has really caught up with those, and there's a lot of light wood trim and use of aluminum, and it's very attractive. But the XC90 is a very roomy, large crossover, which also makes use of one of Volvo's turbocharged 2-liter engines. In this case, it's the T6, so it's not electrified, but it is supercharged and turbocharged. Fuel economy is reasonably good for a vehicle of this size. We got about 19 miles per gallon. Price does climb with options. This one was $71,000 as equipped, but it started around $56,000. So if you keep an eye on the options, you can keep the price down.
another vehicle that you took a quick spin in recently was a 2019 Hyundai Accent Limited. And this, too, like the Avalon we spoke about earlier, has a very prominent grille.
Yes, which is funny because the Accent is really not an aggressive vehicle at all. This is Hyundai's entry-level vehicle, and it's a very refined little vehicle. One of the most depressing things about the Accent is that sales are down, and I think Hyundai has started to de-emphasize it. As you walk the floor of the Chicago Auto Show, I challenge anyone to find the Accent at Hyundai's display because it is buried behind all the crossovers and back. I think they know there's just a very dedicated old-school car audience left for those, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it fall out of the lineup in the next year or two.
That's great. How was the media attendance at the Chicago show this year?
It seemed pretty strong. Press days were well attended. Seemed good, and I think better than in years past. These were some really high quality reveals this year.
Yeah, I definitely was pleasantly surprised reading the news out of Chicago. It was not unlike Detroit this past year, which was a little bit scaled back, but nevertheless had some important vehicles. But Chicago really impressed me across the board with a handful of cars and all these trucks and SUVs that we've been talking about and crossovers. And certainly McCormick Place gets my vote as being probably the best venue for all of the international auto shows here in North America. What a great spot.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this. The Chicago Auto Show has access to McCormick Place, and the whole show takes place in about a million square feet of contiguous space. There's no stairs, there's no escalators, it's all just laid out there. And every manufacturer has enough space, and there's enough walking space, too. So even if you're a consumer going there Saturday at noon, it's not too crowded. It's a very roomy venue.
And it's probably the only auto show that an automaker can actually show off every single one of their vehicles in their lineup if they are a full-service manufacturer. And we see that in Chicago. We can't see it in New York or Detroit or Los Angeles because there just isn't room.
Yeah, New York has the population to support a big show, but the venue, unfortunately, is on three levels. It's much smaller.
So true. Well, unbelievable. The time just flew. We'll have to get you back for a full hour real soon. And we thank you so much for your take on the 2019 Chicago International Auto Show. Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure.
There he is, Tom Appel. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.